This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. After 9 Colorado farm workers were infected with H5 avian flu, the CDC recommends U.S. public health agencies be prepared to respond to cases in agricultural workers, including with multilingual public health teams. A weekly CDC report examined the outbreak among a group of farm workers. They were infected after they euthanized millions of infected chickens on 2 Colorado farms. More than 600 workers were screened, about 1 in 6 reported symptoms like pink eye, 9 tested positive for the H5 avian flu, and 19 tested positive for COVID-19. The report urges distributing PPE and making sure workers are using it properly. Whiskey, wine, and beer sales are all down in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus reports it's due to a combination of competition, prices, and sobriety.
Through the first half of this year, alcohol sales volumes are down 6%. Beer, wine, and liquor are all down. When asked what the good news in the industry is, Bruce Gallagher, owner of Bonnie Bray Liquor, responds,
None.
He says people are drinking less, and that prices are too high, and grocery stores are poaching customers.
Oh, it's the culmination of everything. The forest is burning, not just a single tree.
Gallagher said the sobriety movement is real, and one of the growth areas of the store is non-alcoholic beverages. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
On the western slope, a suspect is dead after an encounter with police. The Glenwood Springs Post-Independent reports that officers on patrol yesterday at the Glenwood Meadows Shopping Center recognized a male with an outstanding felony warrant. Police say the suspect produced a gun and officers opened fire. Glenwood police are investigating the officer's involvement. This is CPR News in KRCC.